This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to the United States from the 21st to the 23rd of this month. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, during the visit, Prime Minister Modi will interact with several foreign leaders and interact with the Indian diaspora in the US. He said the Prime Minister will also meet with a host of business and industry leaders. On the 21st of September, Mr. Modi will take part in the 4th Quad Leaders Summit in Wilmington, Delaware. On the sidelines of the summit, Mr. Modi will hold bilateral meetings. From Delaware, the Prime Minister will travel to New York to attend the Summit of the Future at the United Nations to be held on the 23rd of September. Campaigning has intensified for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir after the first phase of voting yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held an election rally in Srinagar this afternoon. He said the world is watching today how the people of Jammu and Kashmir are strengthening India's democracy. He congratulated the people of the Union Territory for coming out in large numbers to cast their votes yesterday. Over 61% polling was recorded in the first phase of assembly polls. President Draupadi Murmu has asserted that only cleanliness will make the country healthy and developed. The president was addressing the Safai Mitra Sammelan at Ujjain in Madhya Pradesh today. She said the cleanliness movement in the last 10 years has become a nationwide campaign, bringing unprecedented changes in the country. President Murmu expressed happiness that several cities in the state have been declared Safai Mitra Surakshit Shahar. The president also honored 5 sanitation workers on the occasion. On the second day of her visit to the state today, the president also virtually laid the foundation stone of the 6-lane highway between Ujjain and Indore. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde participated in the Swachhata Hi Seva drive at Girgaon Chowpatty in Mumbai today. He was seen collecting waste in garbage bags. The campaign will run till the 2nd of October. In a related development, the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation has initiated a deep cleaning drive in the city, which has helped reduce pollution significantly. World Food India 2024 began at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Over 90 countries, 26 Indian states and union territories, and 18 central ministries and allied government bodies are taking part in the event. Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi, Minister for Food Processing Industries Chirag Paswan, and Minister of State for Food Processing Industries Ravneet Singh Bittu attended the inaugural ceremony this morning. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said in a video message that the government is committed to setting global benchmarks for innovation, sustainability and safety in the food sector. Mr. Modi said the government is supporting the farmers with innovative policies and focused implementation. On the participation of several nations in the mega event, the Prime Minister said this is an ideal platform to work with the world. Northern Central Railway has cancelled more than a dozen trains passing through Mathura Junction till tomorrow due to derailment of a goods train near Vrindavan. Many trains have also been diverted because of the accident which took place yesterday in which 25 bogies of the train were derailed. Our correspondent reports the accident affected rail traffic and hundreds of passengers are stuck at Mathura and Agra railway stations. Restoration work is underway on a war footing. The general manager of Northern Central Railways has said that it will be repaired in 24 hours. In the first cricket test of the two-match series against Bangladesh, India were 339 for 6 at the end of the first day's play at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. Ravichandran Ashwin scored his 6th test century and was batting at 102, along with Ravindra Jadeja at 86, when stumps were drawn. Yashasvi Jaiswal scored 56, while Rishabh Pant contributed 39 for India. Hassan Mehmood took 4 wickets for Bangladesh. Bangladesh won the toss and opted to field. In badminton, India's Malvika Bansod has advanced to the women's singles quarterfinals of the China Open at Changzhou. She defeated world number 25 Kirsty Gilmore of Scotland in the pre-quarterfinals today. Malvika will face Akane Yamaguchi of Japan tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.